It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his mom is allowing him to cheat on me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my mother-in-law is a trip, and I think she is allowing my husband to bring random women over to her house to hang out and do whatever they do. I have been married 9 years, and I used to be cool with my mother-in-law at first. My husband was going through a horrible divorce when I met him, and he was staying at his mom's house. I visited him there, but I never messed around with him at his mom's house because I had my own place. His mom started resenting me after we got married, and she said I try to control her son's every move. I told her to stay out of our business, and our relationship went from good to bad. So the other day, I rode by her house on my way home, and I saw my husband's truck there. He was supposed to be at work. I stopped in to say hi and see what was going on. She told me that my husband was in the back sleeping. I called for him, and he came out looking a hot mess. He told me he had a migraine, and his mom lived closer to his job, so he came by for a quick nap. Neither of them would let me go in that back room where he came from. All I know is that I used to go over there and chill out with him back in the day. So I think his mom is allowing other women to come visit my husband at her house when he's supposed to be at work. I can't prove it. And my husband told me that he's getting sick of me accusing him of stuff. We put cameras at his mom's house for her alarm, and I had access to the cameras on my phone. But my husband said that the Wi-Fi is off, so the cameras aren't working right now. I feel like his mom is covering for him. How could that woman be so low down? Well, if that's what's really going on, she is low down. I mean, you were right. The mom should stay out of your business. I don't know how you asked her to do it, if it was a fight or whatever, but of course his mom should stay out of your marital affairs. Her son is married to you now, but doesn't sound like he's putting you first, because if he did, his mom would not treat you, his wife, this way. I mean, there is a reason they wouldn't let you look in the back room. He and his mom seems like are up to something, and you should trust your instincts in this. If you think his mom is helping him cheat by hosting women at her house, after all, you know, when he was going through his divorce, you were over there, then she probably is. I mean, how convenient is it that the camera just happened to not be working and there's no Wi-Fi right now? So it's time for you to speak up. Let your husband know, and his mom, that what's going on, what you think is going on, and it's wrong, and they're wrong. Steve?
Wow. Wow. And another wow. This is crazy. Listen to me. The aim of this letter is misdirected. I could see a portion of this, but this letter is misdirected. His mom is allowing him to cheat on me. She's allowing. That's my first question. Dear Stephen Shirley, my mother-in-law is a trip, and I think she's allowing my husband to bring random women over to her house to hang out and do whatever they do. Okay. Okay. That don't sound cool, but okay. I got you. My husband was going through a horrible divorce when I met him, and he was staying at his mom's house, and I visited him there, but I never messed around with him at his mom's house because I had my own place. Now, let's just take that paragraph right there and address that. You say your husband was going through a horrible divorce, which means he was still married. You were going over there visiting him at his mama's house while he was still married. The mom, I'm sure, was aware of this, that he was still married. You over there visiting while he's still married. So the tone has been set. Now, you say you never messed around with him at his mom's house because I had my own place. So I'm assuming when y'all did mess around, it was at your place. but he was married. You see where I'm getting at through this whole thing? His mom started resenting me after we got married and said I tried to control her son's every move. I told her, stay out of our business. Well, your mom resented you because you took him away. She had him at the house all to herself, and you took him away. And now you're trying to control his every move. You told her to stay out your business. Well, now you've created an enemy. You say y'all used to be cool, but now you've created an enemy. So the other day, I rode by her house on my way from home, and I saw my husband's truck. He was supposed to be at work. I stopped in to say hi and see what was going on. She told me my husband was in the back sleeping. I called for him, and he came out looking a hot mess. He told me I had a migraine, and his mom lived close to a job, so he came by there to get a quick nap. Neither one of them will let you go in that back room that he came from. All I know is that I used to go over there and chill out with him back in the day. But remember, when you went over there, he was married. So now you set the tone. His mama knows he messes with chicks while he married. So now because he married you, he was married to another girl and y'all was over there in the back room. Now you're over there again. The tone has been set. I got more for you when we come back.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his mom is allowing him to cheat on me. We'll get back into it right after this. All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is his mom is allowing him to cheat on me.
Well, I think that's crazy. Because my question is, what do you mean his mom is allowing him to cheat? What that mean? See, I think the text of this whole letter is misplaced. I think all this whole letter, I kept waiting on her to be mad at the husband. The whole letter, she mad at the mama. This is misplaced anger, lady. My mother-in-law is a trip. I think she's allowing my husband to bring random women over to the house to hang out and do whatever they do. I've been married 9 years, and I used to be cool with his mother-in-law at first. My husband was going through a horrible divorce when I met him, and he was staying at his mama's house when I visited him. Right there, he was married. You was going over there visiting him while he was married. Horrible divorce or not, but the tone has been set. I visited him there, but I never messed around with him at his mom's house because I had my own place. Well, y'all messed around over there, but you was in the back hanging out. His mom started resenting me after we got married and said I tried to control her son's every move because now he can't do what he want to do. Because you got him over there at your place. He ain't have his own place. So now y'all over there at your place and you done took him away from the mama. I told her to stay out of our business. Well, now you created an enemy. So you said stay out of our business? Watch. That's exactly what she does. So the other day, I rode by a house on my way home. I saw my husband's truck there. He was supposed to be at work. I stopped in to say hi. You ain't really stop in to say hi. You went over there to see what was going on. She told me your husband was in the back sleeping. I called for him. He came out looking like a hot mess. Told you he had a migraine and his mom lived closer to his job, so he came by for a quick nap. Neither one of them would let me go in that back room where he came from, because there's some people in there. There's evidence in there. It's whatever he was doing back there. Now, I don't know what pronoun was back there, but it was a pronoun back there. You could say it was, mistress. She, he, they, somebody was back there. Binary, whatever, somebody in the back. And then you said neither one of them to let me go in that back room. All I know is I used to go over there and chill out with him back in the day when he was married. So I think his mom is allowing other women to come visit my husband and her when he's supposed to be at work. I can't prove it, and my husband told me he's getting sick of me accusing himself. We put cameras at his mom's house for his alarm, and I have access to the cameras on my phone, but my husband said the Wi-Fi is off, so the cameras ain't working right now. I feel like his mother is covering for him. How could that woman be so low down? Didn't you tell her to stay out your business? When I told you up in the letter that you created an enemy, well, you did. Now you want to know how that woman could be so low down. You told her, stay out your business. Now she out of it. Now her husband coming over to doing what he want to do. She out your business. But here's my problem with this whole letter. You mad at the mama the whole time. You're not married to the mama. You're married to the man. He's the one cheating on you, but I don't see no anger towards him. It's his mama is allowing him. I ain't got no proof. How much more proof you need? He come out the back room looking a mess. You and him and the mama won't let you go back there. Lady, you have misplaced anger. Your anger should be with your husband. Because that's who you're married to. You're not married to his mama. And now you mad because the mama is allowing him to come and do what he do over there. She's always allowed it. Remember when he was getting a divorce, going through that rough divorce? Wasn't you over there then? She ain't say nothing then. So why she ain't say nothing on behalf of the first wife? She not finna say nothing on behalf of you because she with her son no matter what he do. It's A-OK. She'll condone it. She on his side. I don't even know why you wrote this, really. I really, really don't. You talking about your mother-in-law is a trip. Your husband is a trip.
Yeah.
You're married to the trip. Now, you don't give everybody... And you know what? Here's the thing about this guy. He's got control over the mama and you. Nobody blames him. It's always the other person's fault. He got a free pass everywhere he goes. His mama giving him a pass. You giving him a pass. Y'all have enabled this dude. You married a dude. You married a dude that didn't have a place, was staying with his mama. Now he probably living in that apartment you had. What kind of dude did you marry? And nothing in this letter. You didn't mention one redeeming quality that this man has in this letter. Not one. Not he's a good man, a good father, a good son, a good husband. Nothing.
Mm. All right, Steve. Post your comments. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.